Hello there from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Akee. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The Reverend Jesse Jackson's whispered comments are now reverberating throughout the presidential campaign. During the taping of a news show, Jackson made some not so nice remarks about Senator Barack Obama to a fellow panelist. What Jackson didn't realize was that his microphone was on, and the comments have now touched off a firestorm of controversy. Jackson himself is labeling his comments as crude and hurtful, and he has since apologized. The accused Atlanta courthouse shooter has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. After years of delays, jury selection is underway now in the trial of Brian Nichols. He is now charged with 54 counts, including murder, kidnapping, robbery, and escape. Nichols is accused of shooting and killing three people in an Atlanta courthouse where he was facing a rape trial in 2005. He's also accused of killing a federal agent hours after his escape. The attorney for JonBenet Ramsey's family says it could take years to find the young beauty queen's killer. Prosecutors in Colorado yesterday announced that new DNA testing has excluded any family members. It's been now more than 11 years since the little girl was found dead in the family's home. The family lawyer today said while he hopes a DNA match will be found soon, there are still, quote, tens of thousands of DNA samples that have not been put into a national database. The U.S. military is telling CNN Iran did not conduct a second round of missile tests by Iranian media reports claim the country fired a new round of tests. Iran has said it will strike Israel and close a critical oil gateway if attacked. Turkish police have detained four people suspected of being involved in a shootout near the gates of the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. They're suspected of helping a group of gunmen who opened fire on a police checkpoint outside the American mission. Three officers and three of the assailants were killed. The driver of the getaway vehicle is still on the loose. Those are your headlines this hour. Please stick with us at CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.